Good morning, everybody.
Morning, Rapture.
Okay, so we're in Perek Dalet, discussing Tfilah Sabotayach. We raised some interesting questions yesterday about Tfilah. Why we daven, we saw that you have to daven. If you want to get it, you've got to daven. We can't understand what that's about. The moshel he brought is the chashmal. There's a flow of electricity into your house, but if you don't switch on the switch, then it's just not going to work. Tfilah is the switch. We mentioned yesterday also from Rav Dessler that the tfilah is what focuses your attention on where you're getting the thing from. If you get something without davening from it, you could start attributing it to yourself, where you daven for it, and you recognize that's the only place you can get what you want, then when you get it, you recognize that that's from Hashem. So that's some of the stuff we talked about. Now we're going to start discussing another aspect of tefillah. We'll see for the purpose of this discussion anyway, we'll see there's two types of tefillah. There's what he calls tefillah leyev and tefillah rochel. Let's see what that's about. Even though there's no such thing as a tefillah that returns empty, every tefillah has some impact, some effect, whether we see it or not. You don't always get what you want, when you want it, and how you want it. That's the problem we have to also deal with, but let's just see what he says first. That's another problem. Not always is the tefillah that you daven going to be on you. It could end up on somebody else. You daven for something, you don't get it, but somebody else will get it. How does it help me? I need it. Yeah, so we have to see. It's all complex, difficult cheshbonos that Hashem has worked out. A person will get tzchah for what he achieved, for what he did, that he gave other people the benefit. But that's the mitziut, that no tefillah is unanswered, but it doesn't always get answered the way you want it, for who you want it, when you want it. We have to see how there. When we daven, we are there. We have a very personal vested interest in our davening, otherwise we wouldn't be davening. Nobody asks for something that he doesn't want, yeah? You're davening for something because you really want it, and you don't get it. Somebody else gets it. I need this. But I mean, you won't get it now, you'll get it in the next generation will get it. Yeah, but I need it now. How does this work? You have to understand, it's not so simple. It's very nice that no tefillah ever comes back empty. But the end of the day, I was davening for a person, let's say I was davening for me to get well. Person, God forbid, ill, and he's davening to get well. So his tefillah doesn't come back empty. He stays sick, but the next door neighbor gets well. Or no, he doesn't get well, but in 20 generations, some grandchild of his needs his tefillah, will use the tefillah then. I have to understand, well, what kind of an answer is that? That's the answer. That's the classic answer. But I have a vested interest. My davening is connected to me. I'd rather detach myself from davening like that. I'm davening because I want something. I'm not davening. I'm davening because I want something. How does it help me that in 50 years' time or the next door neighbor, somebody else will get it? I'm very interested and vested into my tefillah that I'm davening. So we have to see. Atan Avin is Divrei Chazal Shekavoy, Tanchuma is like this. Why were the matriarchs, the holy mothers, why did they not have children? Not didn't have children, but they were okay, they were completely barren. They didn't have wombs. They didn't have the mechanism for having children either. The fish is Iva Kodesh Bochul it philosopher. Hashem has a taiva, has a desire for the tefillahs. You see what that means. Shtaima is Bono is Beis Yisrael. Rochel Imeinu Velei Imeinu. There you do it. There were two mothers that called Klal Yisrael. There was Rochel Imeinu and Lei Imeinu. Yeah. So Rochel Imeinu and Lei Imeinu. Baruch, sorry, I should have told you I wasn't going to be in today. I hope you'd have to drink the coffee. I'm sorry. Shkoch, anyway. There was Leah Meinu and Rochel Meinu. In his bainan b'psukim b'divrei Chazal, nimtze sheleah niten lo kol ma shebikash. If you look, you'll see Leah got whatever she asked for. He bikshe shelo tibul b'chelkot shel Esav, niten lo. She davened that she shouldn't marry Esav. She was supposed to marry Esav. That was the gzeira kaidem. She davened, she changed it. She davened, she had children, she had. Big Shem Yafuch is a teva, the chlif is Yosef, Bedina, Venenta. She didn't want the Rochel to have his children. The Shachos, she davened that Yosef, she was carrying Yosef, she davened that should become Dina. She was answered. He got Maidel Hashem al Miloi because Shastaiv Ashashainis. Ki ro Hashem bo'ini, ki shoma Hashem ki snu anoichi, nosan elechim schori. Although the shayna, she's moided that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving her whatever she wants for. In a rakesh is an enemy. She asks, it's answered. Lumoi so, Rochel imeinu, mevachel b'nai ada yom hazeh. Rochel is still crying for her children ada yom hazeh. V'adayin lo nehnt, and she hasn't been answered. V'namdecha ki shnei sugei tfilis haim. There's two types of tefillahs. For the purpose of discussion, there's many types of tefillah. For the purpose of discussion, there's two tefillahs with two responses. Tefillah ha-poeles ala mitpalel bo'ifin yashir. There's a tefillah that affects the person who's davening direct. But tefillah mashpia al kol ha'olam. And then there's a tefillah that is mashpia on the whole world. Not on the person necessarily that's asking for it. The entire world was fed, had nourishment and sustenance in his merit. He fed the entire world. But he himself barely had enough to live on. Rechanina ben Doisa's poverty was archetypal. It was so extreme. With nothing, very poor, but the whole world's eating in his merit. So what about him getting some stuff in his merit? Let's talk about brachos. If you want to have a look at Daf Yud Zayin, Hashem's lacking. Sort of, he gave everybody else, and then we didn't miscalculate. And now there's nothing left for Chanina. Hashem's chaser. Madu she tzadik kol gadol krebi Chanina ben Daisa she kol oilam nizan bishviloi. Azad Graysa Tzadik, Reb Chanina ben Doisa, the whole world is fed in his merit. Madush lo kavul gam hu et panosa bereva. Why can't he have a decent panosa as well? Tiretzi yesh v'gedei lehoidi the shefa panosa loilam. The answer is, in order to bring the shefa panosa into the world for everybody else, oilem nizakak li tefila shel Reb Chanina. You need Reb Chanina to daven. You need tefila. Without the tefila, we said, it doesn't come into the world. How does Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa know that he's unique enough that he's davening for Parnasa Miyuchad? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows him, Lord Parnasa, but Simpson. Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't give him Parnasa, gives him very little Parnasa. When a person has Parnasa, he doesn't daven for Parnasa. When he doesn't have Parnasa, he davens for Parnasa. How do you know what you're davening for? What you're lacking? But you say thank you for what you've got and daven for what you're lacking. Yeah, you say thank you for the past and then you feed for the future. So Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa doesn't have panasa, so he davens for panasa. What happens? All the panasa in the world comes into the world via the tefillahs of Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa. But if he would get the panasa, then he would stop davening for panasa and then the world would starve to death. You look around, you'll see. You don't have to look very hard, but if you look around, you'll see there are lots of people that don't daven for panosa. There are a lot of people that believe in koich ve'atzim yadi. So the way the world's put together, the ruchni tikkat teva, they shouldn't have panosa. They shouldn't have panosa. Somebody believes the panosa comes from his effort. and he doesn't believe in the Boira Olam, he's Mefanesim, he shouldn't have Panasa. Why is he have Panasa? I mean, the minute a person becomes a Koifer, the minute a person becomes a Koifer, he should all just starve out. There should be no Rishoyim in the world. They would all just die. Yeah? So how do they get fed? It's only in the schus of the tefillahs of the tzaddikim that they get fed. That's the way the world is. So that's what the Gemara in Brachos is telling you. The whole world is nourished in the schus of Rebbe Chaim and Daisa because they don't deserve food because they're not davening. You daven, you get. You don't daven, you don't get. We learned that from Adam Arishon. We saw the Rashi. Ah, so what happened? Hashem takes Rebbe Chanan and Doisa's tefillahs and he uses it for everybody else. But if he feeds Rebbe Chanan and Doisa too much, then Rebbe Chanan and Doisa is not going to daven, and then there's going to be no food for anybody. Everyone will just starve to death. That's the Marechet. That's the system that's what's put together. Obviously, this needs more work. Well, that's the idea. As Ibn Moshel, that we mentioned above, Noisiv Shishnam Shnei Sugi Matagim. The marshal we used before with the switches, the chashmal, the switches. Yesh metak prati ubeisi shebem tzoise madlikim chashmal b'cheder echad. You have in your salon, in your lounge, you have a light switch. Yeah, the switches on the light in your lounge or in the bedroom or in the bathroom. You have a private switch. Yeah. Over there in the Tachana Chashmal, in the power station there of Chevrat Chashmal, there's a switch. That switch sends Chashmal to the whole city, the whole neighborhood, whatever, yeah? That button that switches on the light, the whole neighborhood, that could be buried in some basement somewhere, some dark, dingy, moldy basement. That switch that's down there in that dark, dingy basement, that lightens up the whole town. So too, there's a tefillah prati, adavin, and I get answered. Sometimes the answer can be no, but that's also an answer. Yeah? Well, that's told us a story. They had a friend who's, the mother was busy cooking. She was under lachatz. She was busy with whatever. And her daughter was playing with a doll, and the arm of the doll broke off. Yeah? That happens. So she came crying to her mother, "Mommy, my doll's broken," and she was crying. So the mother, whatever, she wasn't thinking. She was very busy, whatever. She said, "Go daven to Hashem. He'll help you." She went off. Then the mother thought, "What did I just do? She's going to ask Hashem to fix the doll, and the doll's not going to get fixed." And then she suddenly realized there's a tuta siti. A big mistake. So she goes quietly. She has it all quiet. She doesn't hear any wailing or whatever. She goes very quietly. She peeks through the door, and there's the child playing with the doll with a broken arm. She says to the child, "What happened?" She said, "I asked Hashem to fix my doll, and he said no." Yeah, that's he doesn't have to say yes. He answered her, but the answer was no, I'm not fixing your doll. She was happy with that. The child doesn't have a problem with it. The child understands. You ask Hashem, Hashem's allowed to say no. Same with the parent. Sometimes, "Can I have a cookie?" The answer is no. So, okay. Nice. So there's a tefillah where a person davens and he gets answered for himself straight away. Yeah, that's the private tefillah. That's the private tefillah of a layah. There's another kind of tefillah, which is the big switch there, but Tachanat Chashmal, that lightens up the whole city. It doesn't mean that the light, the room where the switch is, will have light. The switch where they switch the switch, the turbines that sends Chashmal to the whole country, that's in a dark, dingy basement. If he's lighting up the whole town, he should also have some light in the basement. No, you don't need light in the basement. There doesn't have light. It's a dark basement. It stays dark even after you switched on the switch, because the purpose of that switch is not to light up this room, it's to light up the whole world. That's the tefillah of Rebbe Chanina. He stays in darkness, but the whole world's lit b'nischus. He has the koich to feed the whole world with his tefillah. Who has my shrei b'tza, v'yesh lo rakav charuvim. Okay, that's the tamtzis. The nariches then ave nochel on this pasha, the pasha of Eschanan. He goes into this at length if you want to go look there. Okay. Inside the lamdim she tefillah choyvei. Tefillah is a choyva. I'm not going into the machlokes you showed him. It's the rice, the rabban, whatever. At the end of the day, tefillah is a choyva. Kikach gozu chachmos yis barach. That's what Hashem decreed. That's the first thing you have to know about tefillah. Is Hashem was gozu, you have to daven. Daven. Yeah, but I can't, and I don't know how, and I'm not. Yeah, avoider is a big, tefillah is a big avoider. If you think the tochen is a big avoider, then you know that tefillah is a major avoider. It's very, very hard. It's a lo poshut. Daven with some sense of that I'm having a conversation with the creator of the universe, because that's what it is, talking to the boss. You have, and to concentrate it's the word, there's a void of mukav me many, many, many nishainas. Tefillah is not posh. Aval, Hashem was going to Yoda Davin, you got a Davin, and all also. Valadea lo yared kol shefa lo ilam. Without it, you won't get anything. No shefa comes into the world without tefillah. Ulam keitzijay da adam al mahu tzarech litpalel. How do you know what you have to daven for? So one answer is, Ketzad Yeda is a chef who tzarech lashpia bebria. How does he know what he's supposed to bring into the world? Lashpia on the bria. So one answer is, Chuvi shekesheroya adam es atzmei chosad ova ploin. When a person sees he's lacking something. Yodeo ki rotzen Hashem is barach, hu yimshoch lo'ilam es hashef hazeh dafka. Hashem wants him to bring this heshev into the world. Person has a look and he's lacking something. Yeah, he knows what he's lacking. Everybody knows what they're lacking. So then he starts davening for it. You must know that Hashem has given you the job of davening for that thing, to bring that thing into the world, not just for yourself. Not just for yourself. Hashem wants to bring this dafka chef into the world. One of the reasons why tefillah is called a voida. You're providing a service. What's a voida? You're providing a service to the Kodesh Baruch Hu kiviyochol. Hashem wants to give. Derech atov la'itiv. Hashem wants to give. For whatever reason, it has to come through tefillah. Therefore, when you daven for the thing that Hashem wants to bring in the world, you're providing Hashem with a conduit that he can now give. That's what he wanted to do. He wanted to give. Same as we said earlier, the Ramchal. Well, when you do the rotzen Hashem, Hashem can now give you the schar. He wants to give you schar, but it was set up in a way that you have to earn it. If you don't earn it, you won't get it. So when you earn it, you're doing Hashem a favor, kiviyochol, by allowing him to give you the schar, because that's what he created the world for, was to give you schar. So to ya. Kavokan Adam Zem, Masharis is called Bnei Adam, Sheloit Palalu. Not only is he providing a service to Hashem, but he's providing a service to all the people who are getting what he davened for now. And they never davened for it. So he's giving the whole world what they need, but they're not davening for it, so they can't get it. So in his schus, they'll get it. He's tefillah. He's that's unbelievable. He sees he's lacking something. Why is he lacking it? Because Hashem wants you to daven for it. Why? Because Hashem's chosen you to be the big switch that's going to bring it into the world. Yeah. You davening for panasa, and your next door neighbor gets panasa. It's in your schus. You're the parasite. Yeah, who's the parasite here? The parasiti. You're the parasite. Yeah, who's the parasite? Yeah, the rich guy thinks, wow, he's a big rich guy, and the next door neighbor is very poor. He doesn't understand the rich guy that he's only rich because the next door neighbor is davening for him. Yeah, this is an upside down world. The Chofetz Chaim said this world is mamash upside down. You get to the next world, you'll see. See who the real parasite is. Yeah, he's living off his next door neighbor's tefillah. He's the parasite. Well, parasite. He doesn't understand. And that's the MS. That's the way the world is built. You have to see it like that. Robert Poshut. And it doesn't mean that he's getting, that's noise like that. He could be getting from his own tefillah. Christ, well, there are people, you know, that don't daven, and yet they have children, and they have panosa, and they have health, and they have everything. And who's giving it to them? The parasite giving it to him. So who's the parasite? The Fidvarenu Delil, Yisparish Maima Chazal, the Gemara de Lamed Beis in Brocha says like this. We mentioned this the other day. In Ro Adam Sheet Palel Velo Nene, person sees that he's davening and not getting answered. Yachzo Vit Palel. So he should go and daven again. Yachzo Vit Palel. Return, repeat, go daven again. We said the Vilna Gaon says that Chazor Tashas. Other Pirushim, Aval, Eina Kavana Shalav Lit Akesh Velo Laharpois Ad Shebekoshosit Tit Kabel. Well, what's Pshatya? Yachzo Vit Palel. He says, Eina Kavana Shalav Lit Akesh. Obstinate, continually going there. I'm not letting go until you answer the matfila. That's not the pshat. And what is the pshat? The pshat is, kolzman, you see that the thing you're davening for, that chesoron, that lack, is continuing. It's a siman that in Shemayim, Hashem wants you to carry on davening for this thing. You daven for something, you don't get it. There's some things a person can daven 50, 40, 20 years for. The Lord may hear. It doesn't come. He battles and battles. In other areas, he could be more matzliach. There could be one area that he's davening and battling, and the Lord may hear. It doesn't come. The siman that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. He wants your tefillahs because your tefillahs are taking care of everybody else. You've been personally hand chosen for this mission. Continue to daven for this thing. Via and the means, your tefillah, you bring shefa for this thing to the whole world. If I was there of Moshe, bring a Moshe. Moshe is always good. Bnei Zug, Shelo Zocha, Dain, Lezera, Shel Kayama. Well, let's go. We have a couple. We haven't had children yet. Vei Marbin Litpalel Lashem Shiyisku Leilot. And they're davening and davening and davening for children. Yeah. Itochan Anam She Tfilosam Eini Moile Lehem Ishit Al Pi Cheshboi Neshamayim. Whatever the cheshbon in Shemayim is, they're not getting answered. They still don't have children. You told me the tefillahs don't help it. The law is there. They don't have children. They're not getting children. Ulam tefillosem o ira lashpia lo ilam kula shefer shel zerah chaya v'kayoma. You see children being born all over the world? The people who don't daven? No. Where did those children come from? They have to come through tefillah. They don't come any other way. From this zug tefillah. Ulasid lava ba'ilam shebo. In the real world, in Olam HaEmes, where we live the eternal real world, yeah? Those children are their children. Those children come into the world, and whatever they do in this world, all the mitzvahs they do in the schar, whatever, this person who doesn't get the schar for that, they're his children in the next world. That's big. L'mosam b'nei zug acher. I'll get to the next world. And he said, but 1 second, there's something missing here. There's the reward of the five kids. There's five kids here that are missing. I had 15 kids and I only got rewarded for the 10. Where's the other five? They didn't daven for more children after 10. So the last five came from the tefillahs of the next door neighbor. They're not your children, they're the next door neighbor's children. For sure, they get the schar for raising them, bringing them up, and doing Hashem's cheshbonos for sure. Who built those children? Who brought those children to the world with the tefillahs? The neighbor. Ha'ez b'hu sheramot shem lo itpalalu. Yagia leim shefes zebem tzus tefillah. Via the tefillah, these children came to them. Tefillah b'nei zug haririm, the barren couple next door, was tefillahs. She's scholarly, that we mentioned. They're the ones that brought the chef into the world. That's revolutionary thinking. I never heard this before. That's why a person has to detach himself from his fillers a little bit. not so easy. Because you want to think that's why you're davening for it, but you have to remember, it's Lobishvili, not for me. It's for me, but it's not for me. I'm davening. It's not easy. It'll be very, very connected and embedded and vested interest in our tefillah. Yeah, but Hashem doesn't need you to daven for you. He needs you to daven for the rest of the world. This couple that got to be died without having children. They're going to have thousands of children and grandchildren, great grandchildren, and doiris, doiris, and all the scar that comes from those children is a kuluze because they daven for it. How did they know to daven for it? Well, they didn't have children. You want to see somebody who doesn't have children davening for children? Phew, that's the proper tefillah. Yeah, that's a revolutionary chiddush. It's a moedic idea there. Listen, as I said, and you know that there's certain things that you have a problem and you've been davening and davening. That was the law. You see, you still got the problem. Whatever it is, panasa, children, shalom bais, whatever it is. You've tried everything, you've done everything, you've there, you've gone for brochas, you've done segulas, a kol. I mean, you see, chaseh still is lacking, yeah? Reb Chanina ben Daisa, Mustama, he knew all the tricks in the book, yeah? Probably also had a segula book, you know, Reb Chanina ben Daisa knew, yeah? He was lighting vinegar, because he was living in a world beyond Teva. He didn't see Teva, yeah? He only saw the Yad Hashem. The whole world for him was just one big mess. Look, you know, panasa. He must have made some ishtadlis. Yeah, he must have done a lot of stuff besides his davening. He must don't get it. You're in, you're out. Loma kablim. And you see that in your own life. There's certain things which just never mistadeh. Yeah, because you're the appointed person that has been given the mission to bring this into the world for the whole world, not just for you. You have to keep davening. That's an unbelievable idea. There's a big chizuk, first of all. But it opens up the sugya of what a Baal Betochen is doing when he's davening. It says in the Gemara in Baba Basra, Pinchas ben Chama, kol sheyesh lo choyle betech beisei, somebody who has a sick person in his house, yeilech etzel chochem v'yevakesh alav rachamim. Go to a chochem, if you can find one, and plead with him rachamim. Shenema chamas melech malachem avos v'ish chochem yechapreno. Chamas melech malachem avos. Now you translate that. Well, there's something to do with malachem avos. There's something, there's chamas, there's anger or whatever. V'ish chochem yechapreno. And a wise man can atone for that. As I state in the Chazal, that's the Gemara. Vamnam, minag Yisrael kedoshim, we have such a minag. Shavakol eis tsa umatsuk, poinim, heim, legedoyle moir ador. Person has a problem. We know. You turn to the Gedoyle ador, we turn to the Rosh Yeshiva, you go to a tzaddik, you go. What are we going to him for? Sherish anagazu noivim idivra Gemara niskalil. The source of that Gemara comes, the source of that minag comes from this Gemara, yeah? If you have a sick person in your house, go ask the chochem to daven for you. Find somebody who's a chochem, yes, chiyot. Go ask that. That's what a brocha is. When you go ask someone for a brocha, what's a brocha? It's a tefillah. A brocha is a tefillah. You go to a godel for a brocha, you ask him to give you a tefillah. You ask him to daven for you. That's what a brocha is. Brocha is not magic. It's a tefillah. Amnam. Keshenedak tek bedivra gemara. If you go look at the Gemara carefully, Nevachach kilo neema sham yelech etzol chochem v'yasel onisim emoifsim opoil etzlo Yeshuas. That doesn't say go to the chochem, you know, and he'll wave his handkerchief and miracles will happen. No, you know what it says. It doesn't say go to the chochem to do miracles for you and to do Yeshuas and gevaldike zachen. No, look at the words. It says v'yevakesh alav racham kleima halicha lechochem ein mataroso. Stop for a while. I didn't even notice the time. Sorry. Okay, let's just finish this paragraph. Alich lechochem ein matarosa shechochem yachtiv lekodesh boch riyochu mal asot. Gana the chochem is not said he'll tell Hashem what to do. The lo matara. Ele yelech etz lechochem v'itpalel. You want the davening. For sure, the tefillah of a chochem, of a tzaddik, of somebody who's got Yerushalayim, the ohov, the merutzah lifnei Hashem, desirable in front of Hashem. Moshe Amar Chazal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'ayv le'tfilosam shel tzaddikim, Hashem has a deep desire for the tefillahs of the tzaddikim. V'chein roi shekol echad yipon le tzaddik, therefore you should be pointed to the tzaddik. Okay, well, let's stop here. We'll do this. We'll pick this up again. We'll start this again on Yom Rishon. We're going to get stuck here otherwise. So tomorrow Shabbos Malchose, and we'll carry on Be'ezrat Hashem on Yom Rishon. We'll go back to this. We'll work this thing out. Okay, that's Moedika stuff. That's a lot to think about, but that's very useful. You'll see. Ma'od. You actually have to think now. It's a bit unfair of me to ask people on a Thursday to think. But that's what you have to do. You have to think. This is a look at your own life now and see what it is that you've been given this unique mission and go for it with all the vigor in the world, because you're working, you're an Eved Hashem now in this particular area. Okay, Rabbi Sa. Have a good day. Take care.
Yom Tov.